Next week, the people of Williamstown will vote on municipal efforts to expand and begin the process of developing new state-funded affordable housing in the northern Berkshire town. According to Massachusetts affordable housing law, every community in the Commonwealth has an obligation to develop ways to provide 10% of their housing stock available to moderate and low-income families. Many Berkshire communities are well below that goal, including Williamstown. Last August, Tropical Storm Irene destroyed the Spruces Mobile Home Park. Of the over 200 mobile homes in the park, only 65 have been reclaimed since the storm. Robin Lenz, coordinator for Higher Ground, a nonprofit dedicated to assisting flood victims with finding new housing, says that many former residents have still not found permanent or affordable housing.
Their average housing cost at the Spruces was about $400 a month. And people on fixed incomes were able to manage that. The typical rent for even a one-bedroom apartment is going to start at $550, and then utilities are going to be added to that. So folks are now paying, you know, around $700 a month. You know, they're in a tough spot right now.
Up for vote on May 15th is the creation of an Affordable Housing Trust Fund. Catherine Yamamoto, chairwoman of the town's Affordable Housing Committee, spoke with WAMC last month. She said that the fund would exist to help the town establish new housing with public and private resources.
The trust could purchase property, hire contractors, hire a staff person to oversee work, lease property, and so forth that our Affordable Housing Committee can't do.
In addition to the initiative to create the Housing Trust Fund, three others up for vote would decide on the allocation of the town's Community Preservation Act funds. The Community Preservation Committee oversees the funds, which are provided by the people of Williamstown. Catherine Yamamoto explains.
It's a tax that the townspeople of Williamstown very generously put on themselves to add to the real estate tax, 2% every year, that can be used only for affordable housing, open space, recreation, and historic preservation.
Elton Ogden, president of the Berkshire Housing Development Corporation, says one initiative would provide funds to the organization to take preliminary steps towards developing new affordable housing on a suitable site in Williamstown.
Berkshire Housing has a current submitted an application to the Williamstown Community Preservation Fund for $80,000 to assist with the pre-development work for building additional elderly housing at Proprietor's Field.
Ogden mentioned that the lack of funding is the biggest challenge and that the trust fund could help speed the process of acquiring necessary dollars for preliminary work before an application for state aid can even be completed. The Affordable Housing Committee is requesting about $107,000 to help identify more sites for potential housing. $200,000 is being requested to help establish the trust fund. Voters will be asked to approve the measures on May 15th. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.